This is the Dalai Lama's seventh visit to Madison, and it drew both Tibetans and non-Tibetans from across the country. His Sunday teaching focused on the Buddhist belief that practicing compassion is an essential part of a spiritual life. His only reference to the dispute between Tibet and China, delivered through his translator, was a joking aside about Tibetans' belief that their country is a sacred place.
No. So earlier Solens was saying that we Tibetans actually came from this heavenly realm. Unfortunately, the people from this heavenly realm is right now going through a tough time.
After the talk, 27-year-old Tenzin Choktang of Denver, Colorado, said the Dalai Lama's compassion teaching helps him to cope with his anger towards China.
It gives me a better understanding of how to deal with a situation that we're in, you know? Like, I mean, being compassionate towards someone that you hate is probably like the hardest thing that, as far as the situation that you could be in. So it really helps that he's here and he sort of like, you know, gives you a better understanding of that.
One of the organizers of the Dalai Lama's visit, Sawang Ndup, says the Dalai Lama is not demanding full independence from China, but rather autonomy that will allow traditional Tibetan culture to survive there. On Thursday, the Dalai Lama will perform a day-long traditional ceremony in which his followers will wish him a long life. It's the first time such a ceremony has been held in the United States. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.